like it this morning, your News Talk and Information Station, as we welcome in Chandler and Randy, University Ace, the helpful hardware place next to the movie theater in Auburn. And guys, welcome, first off.
Thank you.
And I know we're going to talk some heavy equipment and all that, but before we get into it, we were mentioning, Chandler, you said before we got on there, you guys are offering some sort of promotions. That's one thing I love to talk about, sales and promotions, and, especially when it comes to buying equipment, because you have people that are reluctant. By the way, got my last blower from there just a month and a half ago, a steel blower. Love it, because the other one was probably 25 to 30 years old, and I will say, if y'all need a new blower, that is a place to go, because if you've got one like I had that's 25 or 30 years old, these are much lighter and work a lot better than the old one did.
Oh, yeah.
But you did say you got some promotional steel and X-Mark that are going on right now?
So a few different items in steel on sale to the end of the month. Got some X-Mark promotions, some good rebates on some lawnmowers, and some special financing plans going on at least through the end of this month, and then most of them going on for a couple more months after.
I know that that's a, I mean, that's a big thing around here with the people, and they see some of the, especially some of the X-Mark stuff that's sitting out front, but I mean, if they'll go in, they don't realize, you know, with the steel stuff, especially now, man, it's amazing the attachments that you can get with it. You know, before, like my old weed eater, there were only two attachments that came with it, and that was either the weed eater portion or the edger portion that you had to swap out. Not to mention they're a whole lot lighter and a lot more easier to handle than what they used to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you can, head by and head to University Ace and check that out. We talk about, I moved from that to, I did want to talk about the service department a little bit, and Randy, if you want to go into that a little bit, because I have had to use it. As a matter of fact, They were brutally honest with me on my last lawnmower that I had, because I told them after I brought it in three or four times, I said, all right, I said, let me know when I need to put a bullet in this thing, because I said, I've already got one picked out front that I want. But still, they do such a great job of keeping people up and running.
We have a couple of technicians that work full-time, one part-time. Mm-hmm. We probably do around 3,000 to 4,000 equipment repairs per year. Mm-hmm. Most folks...
I'd be 5 or 10 of those, so I can see.
Most folks that I would say are new customers that come to us and bring their equipment to us have no idea that that's what we do in the back of Ace Hardware. So we encourage everyone to bring their equipment to us. We'll take good care of them. We have, I feel like, some of the best technicians in this area.
I will say it's. I love the fact that. And I don't know if this is strategically planned or not, the under-promise and over-deliver, because they'll say, they'll give you an estimated time, it may be this time. I always get the text message well ahead of when that actually is supposed to happen. But, I mean, it looks like they stay busy back there constantly.
We currently have about a 3 to 4 week backlog, and sometimes we're a little faster than that, but we do like to... try to be very good communicators. And one of the things that we have done is implement some software that helps us do that. Like you said, we do send text messages and keep our customers updated as far as if we've got parts on order or if we need to talk to you about your equipment. And maybe, like you said, tell you that it's dead and you need to buy a new one.
Yeah, it was, it was an old lawnmower, but I got an upgrade. And I love the Husqvarna that I got since then, and especially since I can near about run behind it with the self-propel. So
one of the things we try to do is spend your money wisely.
Yes.
We always look at every piece of equipment and go, if this was ours, would we do this repair or would we replace the equipment? So that's something that we always look at.
Right. And Chandler, I think, I've seen you back there, right?
Yes, sir.
And so I think I've actually had a conversation where I've asked you, hey, I'm looking to do this with my weed, you know, what? And you gave me the advice, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And so it was the self-feed, the spool on the bottom.
Yeah.
And man, I absolutely love those things, and, too, by the way.
Most of the time where we get that information is just by having used it ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like he was saying, we kind of treat it like it's our own.
Yeah.
To whether we would repair it or not, and kind of goes the same way with the attachments and accessories. We try to use them so we can have some firsthand knowledge on them.
I love it. Chandler and Randy with me as we talk University Ace, a helpful hardware place across from the movie theater in Auburn. We'll talk more with them momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Talking with Chandler and Randy is, you know, we were talking during the break, and one thing that University Ace prides itself in, and I've said before, my wife, that's her only reason for going is the fact that y'all are willing to help people when they walk in the door. And that's just something, I'm not going to call their name or throw them under the bus, but you can't get it like a big box store. And that's something that you guys provide.
Yeah, and we know it's something that sets us apart from the average store. So mm-hmm. we really put a lot of effort into it, and it's done well for us over the years. So
you got your regulars?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely,
absolutely.
We were talking about during the break, and you said you know, you had a hardware store growing up. You go and just look at stuff. Now they're teenagers, so they're too cool to hang out with dad now. At least during this little phase, I'm sure it'll come back around. My two daughters, I mean, they love going. Number one, just look over in the corner at the dog stuff as well as the hats and all. They're really into that. And not to mention, y'all do great product placement when you're checking out too, because the kids love to pick up three or four things on the way out. Now they don't, but they used to. But also the popcorn machines always go in, and usually on the weekends y'all got somebody out front grilling on something.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'll tell you one of the things, and as we were talking about before, you know, when I was a kid growing up, little hardware store, one of the things I loved to go look at was pocket knives. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, one of the things that we have expanded is our pocket knife selection. Mm-hmm. So if you're a pocket knife collector, you need to come see us.
Yeah, that is something. I still carry one because my grandfather always did, and I don't guess. I wonder if a lot of people still carry one or not. I mean, that's it. You talk about a throwback. I mean, that was something. Papa always had a pocket knife in his pocket somewhere.
Absolutely.
I mean, church, anywhere, anytime it was needed, he always had one. Right. So, hey, we were talking beforehand. You guys have got UTVs, and walk us through that a little bit. What's out front?
Yeah, so we just took on a line called Landmaster. Mm-hmm. They're made out of Columbia City, Indiana, which is right outside of Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. We've been to the factory. Really did our homework on them, make sure we were selling a good product, and it's done well for us so far. We got them last week of January, and we've done well with them so far, and I think it'll be good going forward.
Are these the things that are parked out front?
They are, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was curious about. I mean, I've seen people use those for work, for pleasure, for hunting, just about anything known to man, and also just the outdoor power equipment in general, and what you guys have to offer as far as what's outside.
Let's go back to Landmaster just a little bit.
Okay.
If you are a guy that's hunting, mm-hmm. and you're checking food plots, you're filling your corn, your feeders for your deer, mm-hmm. man, we've got an excellent product offering for you for that. Even those early morning hunts when you want to get out there early, we've got some the Amp. Chandler, you're going to have to jump in a little bit on this.
Yeah.
But the Amp, it's on all electric. Whisper quiet. You can get in the woods early. No one will know you're there.
Yep.
So now you got an electric UTV?
Yeah, so they're same thing. They look identical from the outside. Huh. So driving by on the road, you wouldn't be able to tell them apart. But there are some electric, you know, fully electric, four-wheel drive, coming to two-wheel drive as well, but four-wheel drive options, crew and standard cab.
So I'll put you on the spot here. Can it plug into a regular 110, or it comes with like the charger and all that kind of stuff?
It actually, you take an extension cord that is supplied with the unit, and you plug it straight into the wall. The charger and everything's built into the unit, so mm-hmm. it just has a three-prong plug on the side that mm-hmm. you plug the extension cord into, and it charges for you.
That's absolutely awesome. So talking to Chandler and Randy, and we're talking about University Ace, a helpful hardware place, talking about some of the things you can get involved with. We'll talk more of them and wrap things up and wrap the show up for today here on Auburn Opelika This Morning. That's coming up next.
Talking about issues that matter to you. Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station, as University Ace, the helpful hardware place, is what we're talking. Chandler and Randy with me. And I made a list, but anything else that we need to get to? We were talking about outdoor power equipment, the UTVs. What else do we need to get to? I see I put y'all on the spot.
Yeah, you know, just want to hit back on Exmark again. Mm-hmm. Please come see us. We've got a really good selection now, which hasn't been the case over mm-hmm. the past few years. Can't get everything right now, but I do have the best selection I've had since COVID. So it's getting a lot better.
During COVID, none of us have been able to bounce back from that fully yet.
Well, yeah. We talked a little bit about battery-powered Landmaster. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about battery-powered lawn and garden equipment. So one of the product offerings that we have at Ace is Ego. Mm-hmm. So we can get zero turn lawnmowers that are battery powered in addition to their handheld line. Also, Steel has an excellent battery-powered product offering, and that's something that you'll see expanded in the future. Whether we like it or not, that is the future. That is where the growth of lawn and garden product development is. So come see us. We've got a lot of that as well. And in addition to, you know, the standard, you know, two-cycle and four-cycle type equipment.
You mentioned the Ego. Do you have that in writing yet?
Absolutely.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yep. My wife was asking about that the other day because we moved about a year and a half ago, and the push mower, I do fine with the push mower, but every now and then she likes to piddle in the yard. She said, "You got to get me a ride." But she said she wanted electric. She did not want to start dealing with doing gas and oil and everything else. And I said, "Okay, honey, we'll see." I said, "I don't know if anybody around here sells those, but now I know."
Yep.
You had the right.
And something else, too, as far as service goes, we are the only Ego authorized service center here, I think, in this area.
Well, I think within 100 miles, actually, we have people coming quite a ways.
Really?
To get service for them.
So. That's right. So that in, I guess the us old guys that are used to working on internal combustion engines are having to figure out how to work a multimeter. So we've been to some of the training classes and things like that for working on the battery powered product too.
One of the former hosts of the show, Zach, he bought a grill from you guys. And one thing I want to touch on before we get out of here, because we only got about a minute left, is he didn't even realize this. I said, you know, because he said, "Hey, I need to borrow your truck," and I said, "Well, that afternoon I was headed to Montgomery." I said, "Well, I'm not gonna be in town." I said, "What do you need it for?" He said, "I'm gonna buy a grill." I said, "Well, they deliver if you know are within range." I said, "Would you live here? You should be within range." He said, "They don't deliver." I said, "They do deliver." I said, "Not only that," I said, "They'll put the thing together for you and deliver it."
Yep.
And so do people take advantage of that?
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's within 10 miles. Ace Rewards customers purchase of a grill, I think. I don't know. There's a price cutoff, but it's free assembly, free delivery.
Yeah, but he even said he didn't even care if he wasn't within the 10 miles. He said, "I'll pay him whatever it takes if they'll deliver it to the house."
Yep.
And so you saved him something. He was able, number one, he didn't have to put it together. Number two, able to just drop it off and set it up for him.
Absolutely.
That's phenomenal service.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, we deliver pretty much anything that's in that store.
So. Oh, yeah.
No, I do think you're right. I think that's what Mr. Fittner said when he came in before. University 8's, the helpful hardware place, is located next to the movie theater in Auburn.